except tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming at all, you better come strong.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me remind you, I'm at Twin Peaks this week, this Thursday. Come on out and hang out. That'll be my last day for a week. I'm going on vacation after that, which isn't really a vacation. But Clemson baseball is Friday. I'll be off the following week. So last time to hear speak to me will be Thursday at Twin Peaks. And again, I'm going to be giving away two pairs of Rolling Stones tickets on site Thursday, live from Twin Peaks. It will be the same type of contest, I think. Although the first two rounds of this Ramona have gone too quickly.
What? Oh, you're thinking it's too easy?
It is too easy because they just look up the lyrics. If they don't know them, they look them up. Now I don't know. Maybe those first two people actually knew them. Because they seem like they knew them instantly, and all six lines
lit
up.
Could be because Paul here, he was telling me how he went to see him here and went to see him there.
So he
could be a big fan, yeah, and know all the lyrics.
Oh, the two winners the last 2 days were the most thrilled.
Great prize.
Yeah, they were the most thrilled contest winners in the history of this station. Period. They just were. Even more thrilled than when JJ won that pink motor scooter.
That's a cool scooter.
Jay, how are you?
Hey, doing good, Walt. How about yourself?
Good, Jay. Appreciate you getting in.
Absolutely. Just wanted to get your thoughts on Clemson basketball. I was just kind of thinking to myself, what is it going to take to kind of get them over the hump and at least give them a taste of the success, you know, with football, maybe not to that same level right away. But I just had a few thoughts on that and wanted to get your take. I guess kind of first off, you know, as far as the inconsistencies this year, kind of from the scoring drought, like watching the Notre Dame game, they got 7 points in the first 10 minutes of the first half, and then they're able to break through. I guess first question is, why do you think there's so much inconsistency on the offensive side? And then going into the longer vision as far as recruiting, I feel like, you know, Brownell knows his X's and O's, but from a talent perspective, it's just not there. Seems like the last time we had a really good class, I think it was Rick Barnes, when they had like Harold Jamison, Tom Weidman, McIntyre, those kind of guys with the current staff with folks.
Yeah, but Jay, let me just stop you for a second. I mean, let's be honest. Tom Weidman and Jamison weren't really talented players. I mean, it's not like those.
More than what we have now.
I'm not sure that's true. I mean, I think Alamir Dawes is a light years better player than either of those two guys ever thought about being.
I think he's got a lot of development work with the turnovers. He has some talent.
He's a freshman point guard. He's a freshman point guard who by the way, never should have had, you know, look, the plan was never to have to play a true freshman point guard 30 minutes a night. That was never the plan. The plan was that correct. Nick Honor was coming in and he was going to be part of your team and they didn't approve him.
Right. So I guess it's more geared towards recruiting, I guess, having to fill your roster with graduate seniors like Kerr and Scott who don't have too much to bring from a recruiting standpoint. Do you think Clemson needs to do something to bring in some more excitement with someone? You know, Terrell McIntyre is not experienced, but just someone that has the basketball blood in the background versus someone like, you know, Dick Bender, who's, you know, older. Like, is a recruit actually excited for Dick Bender to come by, or should they try and do a model like Duke where they have all these ex-players?
So you're asking, just to make sure I understand your question, you're not asking for Brownell to be gone. You're asking for the staff to be younger, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, from a recruiting standpoint, is that hurting Clemson basketball? Like, you know, they're not excited to go play for the full staff.
No, Jay, I don't think so. I think a lot of other things were issues in Clemson basketball recruiting, and most notably facilities that were not up to par with anybody else's. And you're also in a basketball league, you know. This is not a football league. This is a basketball league where all the elite powers reside in your league. You know, it's a completely different thing than the football situation. I mean, the ACC is to basketball what the SEC is to football, historically speaking. And the challenges right. and the challenges have been more have become more significant in recent years with the add-ons of Louisville and Syracuse and the like. It's only gotten tougher. So, you know, I think that I actually think that with the enhanced facilities, I think you're seeing an uptick in recruiting. You know, Clemson got the number one player in the state and PJ Hall, and I think he'll be a good addition at 6'9", because I think he'll give you the type of big man that Brownell really wants in his offense, which is somebody who can play with his back to the basket and face up from 18 feet and knock that out and open up driving lanes. But I'm really high on the freshman backcourt. I think the freshman backcourt, we have not yet get to see Chase Hunter really, but Hunter is an exceptional athlete. And what I really think is going to happen is I think you're going to see Dawes make all league teams, and I'm not going to be surprised if you see Hunter make all league teams as well. And I think those two guys are going to be the focus of the next 3 years of Clemson basketball, and I just don't think we've seen it yet.
Okay, awesome. I appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Jay. And the other thing is this, and if I'm right about those two guys, and what I'm talking about is two guys who can create their own and can create for others, the guy who should make a living off of all that is Hemingway. Hemingway's the best pure shooter at Clemson since Oglesby. Hemingway can shoot the ball. He's an Indiana kid. He's an Indiana shooter. He has the quick release. I mean, that's a kid who spent a lot of time with a ball in the backyard. You know, the Hoosier style. And my belief is that he can really live off of Dawes and Hunter. We just haven't seen Hunter yet. But Hunter is an outstanding athlete who I think is going to demonstrate that not just on the defensive end, where Dawes and Hunter are going to be absolutely tremendous defenders. Dawes really already is. I mean, we saw that in the Notre Dame game. But, you know, I think you're going to see both Hemingway and Hunter Tyson become bigger factors as spot-up shooters off of these other guys. And the difference between Hemingway and Tyson is Hemingway's release is quicker. Now, Tyson's a much better athlete than people understand. But he's got to develop some consistency to his game. And right now, he's not showing that. And the result is, you know, I forget which game it was, but Brownell put him in, and in like 30 seconds, he picked up two fouls, and he went right back to the bench. I mean, you know, he's got to play a little smarter, and Clemson needs a little more out of him. And Johnny Newman is sort of in that category as well. Johnny Newman is a reluctant shooter scorer, and he needs to be more aggressive. And yet he's been told that a lot of times, and it hasn't happened. But, you know, look, next year I think you'll have a much healthier Clyde Trapp, one who trusts his knee more, and I think you'll really see Trapp blossom. And Alamir Dawes and Chase Hunter are going to be really good players at Clemson. Really good players. All league type players. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not talking about necessarily first team, but I think they're both going to be all league type players. And then you bring in the big guy in Hall, who, you know, again, look, Hall's not going to be a future top 10 draft pick, right? But what he is going to give you are some things you haven't had. He's going to give you a big body to bang in the post. He's going to give you a guy who can play with his back to the basket, but can also face up out to the three-point line. There's some versatility in his game that Brad Brownell wants in a five type player. So I think you'll see, him make an impact, no question. You know, King T sent me this the other day, Ramona. Let's see if you remember this. this high school basketball game, this is on TMZ, and this one chick just grabs the other girl by the hair and yanks it.
What?
And drops her right to the ground. Don't you remember? Don't you remember that soccer girl? Don't you remember that insane soccer girl?
Yes, I remember her.
That's the worst. That's still, I have to think about this a little bit, but in terms of like the things I've seen in sports, that's still one of the absolute worst things I've ever seen, ever. That soccer girl. I don't recall her name, but remember she was running around the soccer pitch, just wiping out other players. You know, she yanked that one girl's hair, yanked her right to the ground, almost yanked her hair right out of her head. What was, somebody give me that girl's name. I can't recall what that girl's name was, but there was something wrong with her. I mean, now this isn't a lot better. You know, this is like a similar action.
Is she the one that like attacked her little brother or cousin or, and her mom?
No.
That wasn't a soccer player?
No, it was, but that's not who I'm talking about.
Not the same one.
No, I'm talking about, it was high school, wasn't it? It was high school soccer. And I can't recall her name. It eludes me. Ernie writes, can we not question whether Brownell is effective in offensive game plans and being proactive in seeing guys like Jamison? I don't think so, Ernie. I think all the coaches around the league know Brownell can coach. I think we've already seen that. I think he outcoached Roy Williams. I think he outcoached Krzyzewski in those games. So if you can outcoach, well, at least Krzyzewski, I'm not sure outcoaching Roy Williams is a big challenge, but if you can outcoach those two guys, then I think from a coaching acumen situation, you know what you're doing. I don't think that's really it. Clemson dad, how are you? Elizabeth Lambert, that's it. Sergeant Parsons comes through. It was Elizabeth Lambert. Well, look up that video in case you've never seen that. You want to see a woman, girl who was just a holy terror, that there was just something. There was something snapped in her, or if that's how she was all the time, who knows? There's something wrong with her. Go watch that video. That Elizabeth Lambert thing makes the one that King Teed sent me, this female high school basketball player, like chump change compared to the Elizabeth Lambert. That's right. It was a New Mexico Lobo soccer player, 3-2-8 as it too. Clemson dad.
Hey, well, after all that, I need to regather my thoughts here for a second.
All right.
How are you today?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, man. What do you think about Madden leaving the Cubs and starting fresh in L.A.? I think that's where he needs to be.
I don't know. Look, obviously, from a lineup standpoint, you know, their offensive attack should be great, but
right.
You know, I think there are still questions, so I don't know. I haven't really thought about that recently, to be honest.
Yeah, I just saw that earlier, reading some articles. And then back to our boy Tom Brady. What's the latest you're hearing? Where's it going to end up?
Look, I mean,
I know we've talked about it before.
Yeah, but look, if I was going to put $1,000 on the most likely scenario, I would still say New England. Now, there are other people saying that the TJ Houshmandzadeh, who apparently thinks he has a source, says there's zero chance of him returning to New England. So I don't know. I've made it clear. I've bounced back and forth. The information on this changes on a daily basis. I don't know what the time frame is. I think there's a March 16th date that's important in the process. But in terms of how it plays out at this point, your guess to me is absolutely as good as mine. I think there are certain destinations, if it's not New England, that seem more likely than others. I think the San Francisco thing is perhaps a little more alive than people realize, because I think Shanahan actually hates Garoppolo.
Could be. Could be. And last thing, Walt, I heard earlier Qualk and Kelly were talking about it, and I think he touched on a little bit. Dawn Staley and her excellence at South Carolina. I'm with Kelly. Kelly thinks she'd never go anywhere. Do you agree with that?
No. Why would she go anywhere? She's right. Building a monster program. She had 18,000 people in attendance. Where are you going to get that? Right. No, I think she's going to stay right there. And as I've said at the start of the show and on Twitter, I think she'll win 6-7 national championships at South Carolina.
Wow. How's that make old Frank feel, you think?
Well, you know, look, it's a different sport, but look, he brought a team to a Final Four, which is pretty good for South Carolina. Yeah, of course, you know, look, people think South Carolina doesn't have a basketball history. That's not true. They had John Roach. Right. They had Frank McGuire. They have a basketball history. Oh, yeah. It's just mostly ancient. And then there were the Eddie Fogler years where, you know, they had a high seed several times and got to the NCAA tournament. And I think as a 2 and a 3 seed got bounced in game one, you know, the Fogler years were a little reminiscent of the Oliver Purnell years in that, you know, you had success, but it didn't show up in the tournament.
That's right. All right. Well, just wanted to get in and say hello.
Thank you, Clemson. I appreciate the call. Let me tell you about stamps.com. Look, are you traipsing back and forth to the post office? Why? How much time and money are you wasting doing that? Look, postage rates have gone up again. Thankfully, Stamps.com eases the pain with huge discounts off post office retail rates. With Stamps.com, you save 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off shipping rates. That kind of savings really adds up, especially for small business. Plus, Stamps.com is completely online, which saves you money. No more inconvenient trips to the post office. Stamps.com brings you all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer, whether you're a small office sending invoices, online sellers shipping out products, even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Once your mail's ready, just hand it to your carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. Look, you do it off your computer at home. Your post office is open 24/7 this way. With Stamps.com, you get discounted postage rates you can't get at the post office. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. This is why over 700,000 small businesses have made the switch. There's no equipment to lease, no long-term commitments. Stamps.com is a no-brainer. It saves you time and money. Right now, my listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a 5-pound digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, type in road rage as one word. Go to stamps.com, type in road rage as one word. Quick break. We'll be back.
It's a new year, and it's time to invest in your health. Book an appointment today at Low Country Male and get your testosterone levels checked. TRT plans start at $200 a month and include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. Our ED plans start at $5 per dose. We offer solutions for weight loss and the amazing P-Shot. Come see us today and help us make men men again. LowCountryMail.com. Locations in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Somerville. 864-920-3066.
Bone in or boneless, get a delicious plate of Bojangles chicken for $3.99. It's bow time.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hi, I'm Dabo Swinney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who started the national championship-winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they love Clemson and don't sell any other college apparel. They continue to be locally owned and operated and carry their own Tiger Sports Shop collection branded merchandise, which is quality apparel at a reasonable price. Visit them downtown Clemson and 1102 Tiger Boulevard or at tigersports.com.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Play Best Fiends, the 5-star rated puzzle game. Okay, it doesn't rhyme, but this game is way more lovable than all that mushy Valentine's Day stuff. It's got more than 4,000 fun levels, tons of cute characters, and it's been downloaded over 100 million times. Look, they even have a sweet, heart-filled Valentine's Day theme. Love that. Download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Play Best Fiends. Download free.
The flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are the Roar. We are back. You want to get in? 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me get to, Ramona, Attention 313 says, just watch the Lambert video. Holy crap. But did she say she takes full responsibility for her actions? Exactly what every jack, whatever, the rest of it got cut off. I don't know where the rest of it went. Exactly. We talk about bad sportsmanship. That's the worst act I've ever seen. The Elizabeth Lambert reign of terror, which lasted for like a minute or something, or 2 minutes, was one of the worst things I've ever seen, period. Kyle, how are you?
Hey, thanks for getting me on.
Thanks for getting
in. I wanted to get in on the bet. Yeah. I'm a Clemson alum. I was there when Horace Grant and Eldon Campbell and those guys were there, and they were really good. And I love basketball, and I really want them to do well. And I've just gone back and forth on Brunell, and I'm a believer. I'm not. But all that aside, I wanted to get your thoughts on Trey Jemison. You know, I was excited when he came in, big, huge body, was really unimpressed with him last year and early in this year. It seemed like when he got pressed into action, you know, a while back, at least defensively, some lights came on for him, and he began to use his body, use some of that just God-given ability that he has on the defensive end. And I've been impressed with his, at least some of his development. And I wanted to get your thoughts, if they work really hard with him in the off season on his offensive ability. He just seems to have a big body and is starting to learn how to use it. And just wanted to get your thoughts on whether you thought there was any hope for him to be not just a guy out there, a statue, but, you know, to really contribute on both ends. Just want to get your thoughts on that.
You know, Kyle, One of the things this team has missed this year is a shot change presence, a guy who can alter shots. You know, last year you had Elijah Thomas, and, you know, if you got beat defensively, Thomas was a guy who could alter and change shots. And you had that guy in the middle, patrolling the middle of the lane. You always knew was going to be back there, and it helped your team defense as a result. Well, this team doesn't have anybody like that, with the possible exception of maybe if Jameson develops into that role. The other thing is this. So I think you're right. And the other thing is this. I like his little jump hook. You know, he took that shot four times the other night. He took it lefty once. He made that. He took it righty three times. He missed all three of those. But all three of them were shot softly. They weren't just bricks. They hit the backboard. He looked like he knew what he was doing with that shot. That's not a defensible shot. There's no way that you can defend a 6'11 guy taking a jump hook. And so I would like to see him continue to work on that and that little pet move he has, because I think that can be helpful. And I think he earned a little more playing time the other night. And I sort of want to see that moving forward, because, you know, minutes have been an issue. Amir Sims has had to play a lot of minutes. I'd like to see Jameson get a few more minutes and see what he can do. And I think there's a chance that, you know, if they work with him in the off season, he can continue to get a little better. He can make a bigger impact next year.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Kyle. Yeah, it's a good job. It's a good question.
Holy cow.
What?
That woman's crazy. I've never seen that video before.
Yes, you did.
No, I haven't.
You saw that.
You may have talked about it, but I've never actually watched the video.
What year was that?
I think 2009 is the one I found. They're playing New Mexico or something?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, that woman needed to go to jail.
Yeah. Is that not the most insane thing
horrible.
Ever on an athletic?
That's the worst sportsmanship I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Man. That's worse than men getting into it.
Oh, yeah, that's by far the worst thing I've ever seen.
And the poor girls that she hit and stuff, they're all laying on the ground all crumpled. That's terrible.
And she was a one-woman wrecking crew.
I know.
Just a reign of terror. How long did that little reign of terror last?
Oh, I don't know. I was in shock. I don't know.
I can tell because you just burst out suddenly. I didn't even know what you were talking about.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
That's just terrible.
Yeah, Tester 940 said, remember, Hope Solo was arrested for domestic battery.
That's the one.
Testosterone. Yeah, no.
That's the one that attacked her family.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's nuts, too. I mean,
this is all in one game, though. You know, you think see videos of a whole season.
Yeah.
You know, she's a bad player. Here's a little taste of what she did all season. No, this was in one game.
Really? You know, really?
That's terrible.
Really, she needs to enter the military. Or maybe they can use some of that.
Use her as a weapon.
Send her as the...
That poor girl, they're just crumpled on the ground. They weren't even able to get up. No. One of them slid on her face. She tripped one girl and she slid on her face like 6 feet.
Texter 505 says was just able to tune in. Hopefully whatever video we're talking about is retweeted. Eric, this video was like 10 years ago. So
yeah, just look up.
I would think you've seen Elizabeth Lambert, Reign of Terror.
Video.
Right.
And there's a couple videos that's something else.
Yeah, just look up Elizabeth Lambert, you know, soccer, and you will find it. I'm positive.
I thought she just, you know. I mean, she punched one girl just barely bumped her and she punched her in the back.
she punched them in the back. She yanked their hair down to the ground, as I remember. I mean, it was like
they're just laying there.
Right, it was a full-fledged assault on the other team.
It's
the worst thing I've ever seen. It is. It's the worst thing I've ever seen on any sort of athletic field.
And you know, that's ridiculous. They didn't take her out of the game.
No,
I mean, she was able to do that all in one game. They didn't even bother to take her out of the game.
No rivalry, I guess. Rivalry. She cares about the rivalry. Who are they playing? Was it New Mexico State?
I guess so. I'd have to bring it up again to check for sure. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I just expected to see a couple instances.
Yeah, I know you did.
Not a 3-minute video of her.
Yeah, you know, like Texter's right. And we complain about officiating in our football games. Where were the referees for that match? Eating popcorn? Right. You know, that's 100% right. I mean,
ridiculous.
She just carrying on her reign of terror, and no one is stopping her. No one stopped it. No one put an end to it. But seriously, what's wrong with her? I mean, there's something wrong with her.
They had a statement. I don't know, some statement that she made afterwards. Heat of the moment or something. I'd have to pull that up again.
Yeah, I want to hear the statement.
Yeah,
I don't remember the statement. Let me tell you about Harry's. Hey, what if there was a 50% off sale happening every time you went shopping for razors? Well, Shaving with Harry's is kind of like that. They offer premium blade refills as low as $2 each. That's up to 55% off compared to the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. So what razor are you buying? Hey, look, what I love most about the Harry Shave is the flexible, soft hands glides across the contours of your face. There are never any cuts or burns. For a limited time only, new customers get a free mystery item with the purchase of a Harry's trial set. Use code WALT at harrys.com. Harry's believes everyone deserves a quality shave and quality shaving supplies at a fair price. They don't inflate blade prices or add stupid gimmicks like flex balls or heated handles, tactics that the leading brand has used for years, decades to raise prices. Harry's believed in a simple ergonomic design, the sharpest blades in the industry. They bought the German factory that made the sharpest steel and ground it into the sharpest blades. They offered you 100% quality guarantee, the best in the industry. For a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get a free mystery item with the purchase of a shave set with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, plus a mystery product. The mystery item is worth at least $5 or more and could be any one of Harry's award-winning new products or even an item that Harry's doesn't yet sell to the public. Just use code WALT at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. You will thank me later. All right. Did you find what her statement was? Texas said they probably ran out of yellow cards in the first half. That might be.
Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, it says, oh, stop. Hang on. It moved again.
Don't worry. It's not like this is live radio or anything.
No, it goes.
Get back to me when it's convenient.
It says, I take full responsibility for my actions and accept any punishment felt necessary from the coaching staff and UMM administration. That's not all of it, though. It was something about, oh, wait, that must be the end. Oh, I deeply, yeah, right. I deeply and wholeheartedly regret for my actions. My actions were uncalled for. I let my emotions get the best of me in a heated situation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure she deeply regrets it.
Wow.
I'm sure she deeply regretted that reign of terror. I'm 100% positive of that.
She deeply and wholeheartedly.
Okay, yeah, and wholeheartedly.
Yeah. All right, sure.
Yeah, and if you put any one of those girls next to her again, she'd immediately yank her by the hair to the ground and then stomp on her head.
Yeah, nobody's stopping her.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, on this 2017 draft, again, Myles Garrett was a mistake with the first pick with Cleveland. Mitchell Trubisky was a mistake with the second pick with Chicago. Solomon Thomas was a tremendous, an awful mistake by San Francisco because they could have drafted Patrick Mahomes at 3 and they would have just won the Super Bowl. Leonard Fournette at 4 was a mistake. Corey Davis was a mistake. Jamal Adams is probably right. Mike Williams is probably too high, although he has flash talent. He just needs to stay healthy and get some consistency and perhaps get a different quarterback. Christian McCaffrey at 8, which was obviously been a wild success. John Ross at 9. You know, it's funny. You know, I was talking about Ross earlier today because on Twitter, because what I'm curious about in this NFL draft is whether we're going to see what I would call the Kansas City Chiefs effect. In other words, football's sort of a copycat type of deal. Our team's going to immediately try and copy the Kansas City model, which is just go after offensive speed. And obviously, it's worked tremendously well for Kansas City. They've done it at numerous positions. And the most notable being Tyreek Hill, who's, you know, arguably the fastest guy to ever play the game, along with maybe Bob Hayes. But Hill has amazing, astounding speed. You know, are we going to see more of that? Will we see more teams reach to draft speed in this draft coming up? And there are some notable guys like Ruggs of Alabama, Jalen Reagor of TCU, that if these teams suddenly become desirous of speed, we could see some positioning for those two guys in particular. I think you could even see some movement in Ruggs. It's one thing I'm watching in this draft because I think there's a possibility that Ruggs goes higher than people imagine because there are teams that are going to compete for his speed, let alone the degree of polish. Now, Ross has similar speed to Tyreek Hill, but we've not seen it play out for Ross yet. And is that the flip side of doing it the wrong way? Now, I will say this. Ross has not been healthy, and he's getting healthier, and he had his best year this past season. He had like 28 catches for about 550 yards, like about 20 yards a catch, and he was up 10 catches, I think, from the year before. So he may be starting to get it. If I was an NFL team and I was desirous of adding speed, I would be talking to the Bengals about making a deal for Ross, because I think if you get Ross out of there, and you put him with a better quarterback, that you may see him blossom into, you know, I don't think he's quite Tyreek Hill, but I think you might see him blossom into something close to that. So, and of course, look, some of that could happen in Cincinnati if A.J. Green returns and if they do draft Joe Burrow as they apparently want to. And then Patrick Mahomes went 10 to Kansas City. They made the big jump up to get him. Rosie, I'm going to come to you in 1 minute. And then Marshawn Lattimore of Ohio State went to New Orleans. He's been pretty good. Deshaun Watson went at 12. The big slips, obviously, the passing of Mahomes and Watson. And those teams both made plays to go and get their quarterbacks and did so smartly. We'll take a quick break. Rosie, I'll get to you on the other side, and I'll get to the rest of the business on the other side. Quick break.
Change is strong, and you can experience it at Gold's Gym. For a limited time only, join the most supportive and dedicated community in fitness for just $1. Get access to the latest cardio and strength equipment, the best group exercise classes, and expert personal trainers dedicated to your success. A stronger you is waiting at Gold's Gym today. Visit goldsgym.com/dollar for a free pass. Offer ends February 29th. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Commitment required. Annual fee and other restrictions may apply.
Arrowhead Point, surrounding the beautiful Richard B. Russell Lake in Elberton, Georgia, is offering you a chance to bundle and save this month. $100 bundle includes a round of golf, lunch before or after your round, an Arrowhead Point ball cap, a logoed polo, a 15-minute swing analysis, two sleeves of Strixon Q Star golf balls, and two raffle tickets to win a Cobra F9 driver. Try finding a better deal than that. Bundle and save at Arrowhead Point in Elberton, Georgia. Sign up now at 706-283-6000.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you ordered some wipers online with our free same-day store pickup? No problem. We'll grab those for you so you can get back on the road. You know, we also offer free next-day delivery. You just order what you need on AutoZone.com by 10 p.m., and we deliver it to your front door the next day. It's perfect for those projects that can wait until tomorrow. Getting your job done just got easier. Free next-day delivery on eligible items on orders over $35. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Do you have pain in your hands or feet, numbness, leg cramping, balance problems? If you're experiencing any of these symptoms, stop and call health intervention expert Dr. Jeff Legree, DC, at 864-412-8141 to get the help you need in a healthy way. This exclusive proven treatment saw an 87% of pain reduction in patients. No pills, no injections, and no surgeries. Listen up. Dr. Legree will be holding a free neuropathy seminar. Limited spots are available, and the seminar will fill up. So call now, 864-412-8141. That's 864-412-8141. stop the pain. Time to get your life back. Call 864-412-8141 for the free neuropathy seminar. Again, limited spots are available, and the seminar will fill up, so call today. You don't want to miss it. 864-412-8141. Time to get your life back. Call now.
Edwards Auto Sales has plenty of one and two owner trade-ins. 57 years of doing business in the same town has allowed us to trade and resell local cars and trucks to all over the Golden Corners. Our pre-owned certified Fords offer a 7-year, 100,000-mile engine and powertrain warranty covered nationwide. Come drive one of our pre-owned car, truck, or SUVs and experience no pressure, no dealer fees, and the right way to do business. Edwards Auto Sales, Walhalla, South Carolina, or edwardsautosales.net.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
All sports, all the time, from the Roar, 105.5 in Greenville and Anderson, 97.5 and AM 1560 in Spartanburg.
Walt up to the road range. I'll get to your calls in a minute. Germ said, Walt, just heard Tyson Hill say, if New Orleans doesn't see him as a quarterback, he'd leave. Great show as always, brother. Thank you, Germ. Appreciate it. Yeah, look, I think that's where they're headed for. So I think you're going to see some sort of meeting of the minds there. I think, as I said earlier, I think you're going to see some divide in the duties. I think Breeze returns. He takes 65% of the snaps. Hill takes 35%. And Sean Payton puts that thing together. That's my expectation. I posted the Elizabeth Lambert video on my Twitter feed. It's at Deptula's Rage. I do a separate show there, basically. So if you're not following me, you probably should be. At Deptula Has Rage, go follow me. Go find that video. I wrote Elizabeth Lambert, sportsmanship classic moment. So it's there for you to evaluate. Hey, before I get the phones, and Rosie again, I'm coming to you first and then Len. Urban Nirvana, 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's even a prenatal massage that couples have sworn by. There's also the salon that employs the leading stylists in the Southeast. Look, the date is the 11th. You have 3 days. The clock is ticking. Do not believe the I don't want anything refrain. That is not a real thing, all right? That is her telling you that if you don't get something for her, you will pay a forever type price. Do not fall victim to that.
Maybe she's saying, don't give me what you usually get me.
Yeah. Don't fall victim to that tomfoolery. Trust me. Here's what you do. You go to urbannirvana.com. You print off your guest certificate. And here's the best part for us, fellas. We don't have to do anything.
That works right in there.
That's the way we like it. You go to urbannirvana.com. You print off your guest certificate right off your computer, and you're done. It's a win-win. You stay out of the doghouse. Your wife, girlfriend, whatever loves you, and you live happily ever after. You know, fail to do this, and you room with Roscoe. Trust me. Do it. Go to urbannirvana.com. You will thank me later. Rosie, how are you?
Hey, Walt. It's so good to talk to you tonight. Thank you for taking my call.
Good to speak with you, Rosie. Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment on a couple of things Dawn Staley said in her post-game comments.
Yeah.
The first thing that I loved was she said that we did not play the tradition of UConn. We played the team that was on the floor. I love that comment that she made.
Right.
And another one that I love was that she was talking about, you know, she had had players that had said, you know, I don't want to go there. She's too strict. And then she said, you know, I'm a coach that follows the rules. I go by the rules. And she said, I go into households. And if I see that player does not fall under the guidelines of their parents, you know, and, you know, what their parents are telling them to do, then, you know, they can't be a player on my team. And I just think as a high school teacher, you know, it's so important for us to have rules and for kids to have rules. And I just really respected her for those comments. And I just think she's a wonderful coach. She's going to be a wonderful teacher, a wonderful leader. And yeah. So thank you, Rosie, I
agree with all that, Rosie. I mean, you know, this is a woman who's dedicated her life to basketball and young people. She was a great player. She's involved in international basketball. Obviously, she's done an incredible job in building the South Carolina program, and I think she's poised to turn it into an absolute monster, you know, somewhat similar to what Pat Summitt did at Tennessee. You know, I think I've said on Twitter she wins, I think she wins 6 or 7 national championships, and I think she does it the right way, as you were just saying. I think she's all that and a bag of chips. Yep. You guys should
Thank you. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Go Gamecocks.
Thank you, Rosie. Sure. Sure. Thank you. Yeah, look, if you're a Gamecock fan, I think you should be really proud of her and what she's accomplished and what she will accomplish. I think she's all about the right stuff. It just seems so obvious to me. And it's kind of a big deal. Let me tell you about, again, you had 18,000 people there to watch a women's college basketball game last night. That tells you all you need to know. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion. If you just want an incredible dinner with friends, hand-cut steaks from the in-house butcher. I've had the filet mignon 5 times. I've had the New York strip 5 times. I've had the smothered chicken 3 times, I think. I've had the Monterey sandwich piled high with grilled chicken, jack cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce. Only once, Ramona. We need that sandwich. How good was that sandwich?
Sandwich was great.
Texter 940 brought us that. The fresh baked yeast rolls that come with your dinner are to die for. Grilled teriyaki salmon, haven't tried that. I'm sure it's great. Open every day. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Daily lunch specials. Today, Tuesday, right, is the barbecue sandwich with fries. A Wednesday is the golden fried catfish sandwich with fries. You get that tomorrow. I have not yet had that. I want to try that. Carson's accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. You want to get in? There's still probably time. Len, how are you?
Good. Even though I'm a Clemson fan, and I definitely would rather be known for football than women's basketball, I will say that Dawn Staley reminds me a lot of Dabo Swinney from the standpoint that she came in. I'm not saying South Carolina was a bad program when she came in. I really don't know where they were, but she's done it the right way. So I have a lot of respect for her. Like I said, I'm not a South Carolina fan at all. I went to Clemson, but, you know, it's better to be known for women's basketball than nothing. So I guess, you know, congratulations to her and the team. They're going to be good for a long time.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yep.
Football for a long time. But the reason I called was, I guess, my Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, I know you like Brady, but put you know, that kind of decide, be maybe non-biased here. What do you think they should do? I mean, would you resign Dak? Would you go out and get a Brady at this point in his career? Would you look at Bridgewater? Would you look at Hill? What do you do? Because as a Dallas Cowboy fan, I feel like we're really taking a step back again, you know?
I think McCarthy is going to help that whole situation. I think you have to sign Dak Prescott because I don't see any other youthful option for you. Brady is a short-term solution at best. I don't see that. I don't see that fit in Dallas. Now, could that be something that Jerry Jones dreams up from a, you know, but why? They don't need to sell tickets. I mean, they're Dallas. I would focus on re-upping Dak Prescott, but I also think you've got to have some standards. I mean, Dak Prescott, according to reports, turned down $33 million a year. I don't think he's worth more than $33 million a year, but if you're not going to pay him, then what's your other choice? And I guess your other choice would be to deal him and go up in this draft and go get Justin Herbert or something. I mean, I don't know what your realistic other options would be. That's why I think it's almost incumbent upon Dallas to pay him, Len. But, again, with this caveat, I think you need to ask yourself and honestly answer the question. Do we believe if we surround this guy with good enough talent that he can win a Super Bowl? If the answer is yes, then pay him. If the answer is no, then move on.
I don't think so. I'd go for Bridgewater. I don't know what that would do to the locker room, but just my opinion, Walt, and I love Dak Prescott. He's a character guy, but I just don't see it. I'm sorry, I don't. I've seen Staubach. I thought Romo was a lot better. He just didn't have an offensive line. Aikman, of course, was better. I think Dak's a middle-of-the-road, upper-middle-of-the-road quarterback, and I think Taysom Hill and Bridgewater would be just as good. But and I'll take Brady for a couple of years, to be honest with you. But anyway,
yep.
All right.
Thank you, Lynn. Yeah, look, it's a dilemma. It's a dilemma. I forget what words he just used, but I think he said upper-middle-class quarterback. I think that's right. I think that is the dilemma. It's a little like the dilemma that the Washington Redskins face with Kirk Cousins, and they answered it by franchising him every year. Cousins was fine with that because he usually got $30 million. But the Redskins were not ready to make any long-term commitment to Kirk Cousins because for every good thing they saw a bad thing. And I understood that. I thought, the Redskins get criticized for all sorts of stuff, but the way they handled the Kirk Cousins situation was perfect. And the ultimate decision they made was also perfect. He was not the answer. He was not going to lead Washington to anything. He may not lead Minnesota, a better franchise with better talent, to anything. He just doesn't seem to have any of the right stuff. Well, the Prescott thing is, I agree with Len's appraisal in that he called him upper middle class. I think that's about right. You have 32 teams in the NFL. If you're talking upper middle class, if you're saying middle class runs from, 12 to 22, all right, if that's what it runs to, then you're saying that Dak Prescott is quarterback 12, 13, 14, maybe even as high as 11, somewhere in the range. Is he that? Yeah. Yeah, I think he's that. I think that's who he is. So if you surround him with enough ability, can that guy win a Super Bowl title? I don't know. Again, where do you put him? If you were formulating a team right now, and let's leave Brady out of this conversation for the sake of argument. If you're formulating a team right now, where do you put him in that hierarchy? Where do you put him with the other young quarterbacks who are a little younger than him? Would you rather have Patrick Mahomes? Obviously. Would you rather have Deshaun Watson? Yes, I think so. Would you rather have Josh Allen? Yes, I would. How about Baker Mayfield? I don't know, to be determined. Would you rather have Kyler Murray? Yes, I would. I would. I'd rather have Kyler Murray. Would you rather have Sam Darnold? I don't know. Maybe. Too soon. Too soon in Darnold's case. No talent around him. And then there's this, the veteran quarterbacks. The Matt Ryans of the world. The Matt Staffords. Is he better than those two guys? He's sort of with those two guys, isn't he? Isn't he with those two guys? Choppy Boy writes, Dallas averaged 90K this year, down from 91K last year, capacity of 100. Imagine the numbers if Brady went there, but he's not leaving Foxborough. Bruce Kane, who is a big Patriot fan, doesn't have him leaving Foxborough. Maybe not. But it's a dilemma. I think this has got to be a fiscal approach to it. We'll pay you this much, Dak. We're not paying you a penny more. Either take it and be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys for the next 8-9 years or get lost. I think you're at that point. Let me tell you about my friends at George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less and travelers less. There are never any dealer fees or service fees at George Coleman Ford. George Coleman Ford has been doing it the right way for 90 years. Are there any car dealerships where you live that were there 90 years ago? Probably not. There's a reason for that. You know, it's true that you get incredible deals, incredible savings. Every week there are these extraordinary specials. But those alone, those are not the reasons that people are coming from Ohio or Florida or going there and George Coleman Ford stays open for them late on Christmas Eve. All these recent testimonials we've heard, go read them yourself. Google, Yelp, they're all 5 stars. They all say the same thing. They talk about how they're treated with respect. This is the George Coleman Ford way. It's the way it's been for 90 years. It's the way everybody should be treated. Unfortunately, it's not the way it is in other places. Go see George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than travelers rest. Never any dealer fees or service fees. And you're going to be treated like you ought to be. You'll thank me later. We're done. Walter Tiller Broadway. See you tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios. WCCP 105.5. Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT 1560 Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. The Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Sports Flash.
I'm Rich Ackerman. The Red Sox couldn't wait for baseball's report to come out. With spring training about to begin, so they have turned to Ron Renneke, naming him their interim manager following the dismissal of Alex Cora. The Athletic, which broke the story about the Astros sign-stealing scandal, has more on that today, naming Carlos Beltran and Cora as the driving force in the trash can banging system, and that any dissenters felt powerless to stop them. The Celtics are fighting for respect in the East, not to mention the Bucks and the defending champion Raptors, who have won 15 straight. Boston has won its last 7 and takes that streak to Houston tonight. On Sunday, the Celtics had all 5 starters in double figures and a healthy rotation. Kemba Walker hoping they can duplicate that performance tonight.
Just wanted to use our speed against them. Just made some huge plays. You know, that was the matchup we wanted to go to. I was able to make some big shots and my teammates, they just trusted me.
Getting underway right now in Philadelphia, the 76ers 24-2 at home this year, hosting the Clippers, who are coming off a huge win in Cleveland on Sunday. The Wizards and Bulls about to tip off in Chicago in another hour, in Washington, and in another hour from now, the Trailblazers, 2.5 games out of the 8th spot in the West, take on the Pelicans, who are another 2.5 games back. Zion Williamson expected back after sitting out New Orleans pre-